Welcome to the Anat Baniel Method for Next program. First, I'd like to congratulate you for taking the initiative and being an active participant in overcoming any pains, discomforts, or limitations you may be experiencing in your neck and shoulders, and for looking to improve the quality of your life. This program is also very beneficial for those not suffering from any neck pain. They too will experience new levels of freedom in their movement and enhanced well-being. So if you have a spouse, a friend, or a child who might be interested, have them join you. Find a space where you can lie down on your back comfortably. It can be a carpeted area or a mat that cushions you enough. If you find it difficult to go down to lie on the floor, you can do the lessons in bed. If you need to place a pillow under your head to be more comfortable, please do so. Just make sure that the pillow is not too big so it does not bend the neck forward. Now that you are lying down, I'd like to take a moment and explain to you how to go about doing these lessons in order to ensure that you get the maximum benefit from your participation in this program. It is very, very important that you do the movements slowly and gently, with less force rather than more. Does that sound the exact opposite of what most people believe effective exercising is all about? It probably does. However, I encourage you to do less, reduce the force, so that you move more and more gently. When you reduce the force and speed with which you do the movements, you greatly increase your sensitivity and your ability to feel what it is that you are actually doing. That opens the door for awareness and change. For you to learn new, more harmonious movement patterns, all you need to do is look for comfort and pleasure while doing the movements. Moving this way is also safer and helps prevent further injury. When you hear a movement instruction, repeat this movement until I ask you to stop and rest. Each movement is meant to be repeated between 10 to 15 times. However, if you feel you need a rest before I ask you to stop, make sure to stop and rest anyway. If you feel pain while doing any of the movements, try doing less. Try changing a bit the way you're moving and take very frequent rests. If that does not help, revert to doing the movement in your imagination. Thinking the movement rather than doing it is very powerful. However, it takes a bit of training and is well worth it. Even though you might be feeling the pain or discomfort in only one area of your body, in this program, you'll realize that the solution almost always is not where the pain is experienced, and it is of utter importance to reorganize the whole body. Each time, while resting between movements, scan your body and look for changes in the way your body comes in contact with the floor. This awareness will speed your improvement even more. Now let us begin with the first lesson. Please lie on your back. Lie on your back. Make sure you're lying either on a rug or on a mat or on something soft enough so you're comfortable. Spread your legs comfortably. Put the arms alongside yourself. And scan the way your body is lying on the floor, the way you are coming in contact with the floor. Feel the contact of the heels with the floor, the right heel, the left heel, and observe internally, feel whether the two heels touch in a similar fashion, the same way, or quite differently. And now, from the right heel, follow the contact of your leg with the floor, the right leg, behind the right knee, the right thigh, all the way up to your right hip joint. And from the left heel, follow the contact of your left leg with the floor, behind the left knee. Feel whether there is any contact of the back of the knee with the floor, the left thigh, all the way to the left hip joint. Feel the contact of the back of your pelvis with the floor and follow from the tip of your spine, from the coccyx, all the way up the spine through the lumbar region, the middle of the spine, in between the shoulder blades, the neck, up to the base of the head, and perceive which parts of the spine you can feel clearly, which vertebrae seem to be there clearly in your internal sensation, internal image, and which parts of the spine either elude you altogether or feel more like not quite clear chunks of yourself. All this is done so as you proceed with the lesson, you might feel differences in the clarity in which you perceive yourself and in the way you come in contact with the floor. Feel the contact of the head with the floor, the width of your shoulders, the length of the arms, where the wrists are in relation to your body, to yourself, and do the wrists touch the floor or not. You needn't try to do anything to change how you are right now. Just observe how you are so you can learn and perceive differences as we go along. Observe the way you are breathing, which parts of your chest, of your abdomen, of your back participate in the breathing. Again, just observe and slowly roll to lie on your left side, please. Lie on the left side with the knees bent, the legs bent in the knees, one on top of the other, comfortably. The left arm on the floor in front of you, shoulder height, more or less straight in the elbow, with the left palm facing the ceiling. And place the right hand, the right palm, with a straight elbow on top of the left palm. So you have both palms as if clapping, both arms shoulder height, the head somewhere on the floor, the knees bent one on top of the other. And now, with a straight right elbow, start sliding your right arm forward to elongate it in relation to the left one. The right hand crawls, slides forward like this, and as the arm elongates more, the hand slides off the left palm onto the floor, and then you come back to the beginning position. Do this many times, softly, gently, and slowly enough, so you have the opportunity to feel how you're doing the movement. So each time you do it again, you have the time to reorganize and do it slightly more to your liking. feel? Do you breathe in or breathe out when you elongate the arm like this? Or maybe do you hold your breath? And try once or twice to breathe in as you elongate the arm. Then once or twice breathe out as you elongate the arm. And feel which way seems to make it a little easier, a little more comfortable to slide the arm forward like this. And as you're elongating the arm, have you paid attention at all to your spine or to your pelvis, whether there's any movement there? And if yes, what sort of movement? Obviously, since the right elbow is kept straight, there must be some sort of movement somewhere else that allows for the arm to lengthen and shorten. But you'll see that our tendency is always to pay attention to one part, like when we move and elongate the hand, we pay attention to the hand and we tend to forget the rest of ourselves. And we tend to not realize that usually our limitations are not where our attention is. And slowly stop it, lie on your backs, and rest a moment. Again, with the legs spread, the arms alongside yourself, just feel the sensation in the right leg, in the left leg, through the whole right side, through the whole left side, and feel if already just after doing a few movements like this, there is quite a difference in the way one side of yourself feels compared to the other. Feel the right side of your face and the left side of your face. Roll your head gently to the right, very, very gently, just that part of the rolling that is really very easy, and roll your head to the left and feel how the head rolls to one side and to the other. And roll back to lie on your left side, the same side as before, in exactly the same way. That means the knees are bent, the legs are bent, one on top of the other. The left arm, shoulder height, in front of you. The right palm on top of the left palm. And now, again, you are going to keep the right elbow straight. Start moving yourself in such a way that the right arm will become shorter in relation to the left one. A moment ago, we slid it to make it longer. Now you're going to slide the arm, organize your back, organize your pelvis, organize your breathing so that the right hand slides on the left arm and gets shorter in relation to that arm. Feel what starts happening in your right shoulder. feel if there is any movement starting to happen in the head and the neck. And if you do not feel yet things that I indicate as we go along, you needn't worry. Each person has their own rate of learning, their own moment of feeling that which is there to feel. And keep shortening the right arm like that, and observe if there is any movement you may perceive happening in the spine. Maybe even some sort of movement you can feel in the pelvis. And again, do you breathe in, breathe out, or what do you do with your breathing as you're shortening the arm and as you're coming back? And now, go ahead and elongate the right arm once or twice and feel whether elongating the arm became somewhat clearer, easier, after having shortened it. Just elongate the arm once or twice and feel if all of a sudden you seem to know better how to do it. Not by increasing the effort, not by trying harder, just by somehow knowing how to do it a little clearer. Lie on your back, please, slowly, and rest, please. Again, note the way you are lying, the sensation through the whole left side, the sensation through the whole right side, and feel if you're starting to perceive clear differences from one side to the other and compared to the beginning of the lesson. Feel if one leg starts feeling longer than the other, if one side of the pelvis has fuller, smoother contact with the floor, if around one shoulder blade there seems to be softer, fuller contact with the floor, and roll to lie again on your left side, again in the same way. The knees bent and the hips bent, so the legs are a little bit drawn toward your belly. And the arms like this on the floor, more or less as before. And now start moving yourself in such a way where the right knee will slide forward and will get a little longer than the left one. Now you will see that many of you, when you try to do this the first time, will move the foot or lift the whole leg. Please leave the right foot lying on top of the left one. There is no movement, no intentional movement done with the feet. Leave the leg lying one on top of the other, the right leg lying on top of the left, and do such a movement, obviously with the pelvis in the back, so that the right knee slides a little forward, just like the right hand did before, and becomes a little longer, goes a little in front of the left one. Again, make sure that you do such a movement where the right knee gets longer than the left knee, not straightening the right leg, not lifting the right foot, not doing anything else until you feel how to do it. So obviously the instructions become clear and simple to follow. For a moment, contract your abdomen muscles strongly and hold them contracted. Hold them powerfully contracted, as if you're drawing in your abdomen real powerfully. Keep the abdomen like this and try to lengthen the right knee in relation to the left and feel what happens. You will see that if you really hold the abdomen contracted, the pelvis gets immobile and it becomes very difficult to do the movement. So now do the opposite. When you are going to slide the right knee forward, actually push your belly out, free your abdomen, and feel if that somehow allows for a movement in the back and the pelvis so that the knee can elongate easily. And probably by now you have a fairly clear idea of how to do the movement. So now keep doing the movement and feel if you can reduce the effort, reduce the intensity, and just do that which is necessary in order to execute the movement, to execute your intention. No more than that. And lie on your side and rest for a moment on your side, just as you are lying on the side, and feel how you're lying on your side and how you're breathing and the contact of yourself with the floor lying on the side. And now with the knees bent, with the legs bent, one, the right on top of the left, the arms as before, do such a movement with yourself that the right knee will shorten a little in relation to the left. That means you move the right knee a little backwards so it gets a little shorter than the left one. Again, note that you're leaving the foot, the right foot on top of the left without straining it, lifting it. You just do that which is necessary to shorten slightly the right knee in relation to the left one. And again, this demands a movement that oftentimes adults stop using frequently, and that is pulling the right hip backwards and actually arching the back in a peculiar fashion. Some of you in the beginning would not know how to move the hip like that, so you will find yourself moving the whole back backwards. Keep doing that and see if gradually you can leave the shoulder more or less alone and allow just the hip to move backwards and feel what starts happening in the chest, in the ribs, in the middle, behind, in the back. You might start feeling movement that hasn't occurred there for a long time. And please lie on your back and rest. And you might note then the changes of the way you come in contact with the floor and the difference between one side and the other get clearer, stronger, easier to perceive. and that more and more parts of yourself seem to sink onto the floor and come in contact with the floor. And roll, please, to lie on your left side again. And now place the left hand on the floor, shoulder height, the right hand on top of the left, the knees bent, the legs one on top of the other. That means just the way you've been doing the whole time. And now lengthen the right arm, elongate the right arm, and elongate the right knee at the same time and come back to the starting position. Don't shorten, just lengthen the arm and the knee and come back. And maybe breathe out when you do that movement so the chest can soften more and more. You will see that actually, in order to do this movement comfortably, most people need to decrease the power of their activity and not increase it. That means the less force you put into the movement, the softer the chest gets, the easier the attitude gets, the more motion you will find yourself having. Feel how the movement gets higher and higher quality. There is an even, continuous, easy motion being introduced that can become part of the quality of motion in general. And now shorten both the hand and the knee and feel what is happening in the back and the pelvis and the neck and the head to allow for this movement to happen. Shorten both the right hand and the right knee at the same time. Again, you're doing slow movements which allow you to feel what you're doing and how you're doing it, in order to introduce room for changes in the way you do. If you do the motion very, very fast, very powerfully to begin with, you can only do it the way you're already doing it. It's very unlikely to improve or change the way of performance. And now once elongate both the knee and the hand, and then continue to shorten both the knee and the hand, and then continues to elongate them like this, back and forth. And feel how much movement is happening now in the back, in the chest, in the pelvis, in the clavicles, in the neck. Meaning, obviously, that the leg and the arm cannot move independent of the middle of yourself. And the more you know how to involve the whole of yourself in the movement in a coordinated way, the more you can do what you want with ease and grace. And now do it into a quick, easy movement around the middle, small. You lie on your side and you do a teeny little movement, like almost like a rocking movement, slightly forward, slightly backwards. Obviously, this is going to be a small movement if it's going to be a quick, easy, fast one. See if you can just do it both shorten and elongate quickly, easy, simply. That's good enough. Roll to lie on your back and rest, please. of course, you spread your legs and the arms are alongside yourself. And you note the way you come in contact with the floor and the changes in the way you are lying. By the way, roll your head a little to the right and a little to the left and feel how the head rolls to one side and the quality and range of movement to the other side. And you may stop that and please roll to lie again on your left side. And now you're lying exactly in the same way, the legs bent one on top of the other, the right palm in the left one, the elbows more or less straight. And now do the following. Elongate your right knee and at the same time shorten the right hand. That means the hand and the knee move in opposite directions. And again, beware that you are leaving the feet alone, since it's in the beginning a foreign movement. The tendency is to just start to do something, anything. So make sure that the feet are left quietly, that the legs lean one on the other. That means the right one leaning on the left. And do a small movement. You needn't do a big one. Only make sure that you are doing that which you think you are doing. Elongating the right knee a little bit as you are shortening the right hand. Or in other words, you are moving the right hip a little forward as you are taking the right shoulder a little backwards. That's it. And again, the more you soften the chest, the more you reduce the effort in the performance, the clearer, the easier it will be to do, and the quicker you'll figure out how to do it to your own satisfaction. And stop that for a moment, lie on your side and rest just like you are. And now do the opposite. That means you are going to elongate the hand, the right hand, and shorten the right knee. Again, make sure that the foot, the right foot, is left quietly. And if you think of the hip and the shoulder, it might be a little easier for you to do. You're taking the right hip back now and the right shoulder forward. And now continue doing both movements. That means you elongate the arm, shorten the leg, and the other way around. You combine the two movements together. In other words, the shoulders and the pelvis move in opposite directions. And feel where in the spine do these two opposing directions meet. That means half the upper part of the chest twists in one direction, the lower part twists in the opposite direction. Feel where is the meeting point in the back. Please leave it alone. Lie on your backs and rest, please. How you are breathing. Feel if the way you are breathing, the ease of motion of the ribs and the lower abdomen is different than before the lesson. Roll to lie on your left side again. Again in the same way. Place the right hand on top of the left. Look at your right hand. See your right palm. And now detach the right hand from the left and start moving it up towards the ceiling, following the hand with your eyes and your head. And you may keep moving your arm up to the ceiling, and then if it's comfortable, you keep taking it to your right. That means as if it's going behind you towards the floor. Just make sure that you keep moving the arm as long as you can see the hand. Once you can't see the hand anymore, come back all the way to lying on your side, and then again. Look at your right hand, start moving it towards the ceiling, and then continue moving it back behind you towards the floor, following the hand with your eyes. And of course, you need to turn the head, otherwise you can't see very far. And then you come back. And each time you do this, feel maybe you can breathe out as you're taking the arm up and behind you. And again, allow the chest and the ribs to soften, to get more and more mobile. Also the chest bone. Some of you might hear some creaking. And now come back to your side, place the right hand on top of the left, the knees are bent one on top of the other, and simply slide your right hand forward, elongate it, as was the first movement you did this lesson, and feel what it means now for you to elongate your right arm. Feel now that the chest rolls and moves, and it's almost like the upper part of the chest comes to lie on the floor. The armpit practically touches the floor or the other arm. The pelvis moves, the neck moves, and all of a sudden, elongating the arm is a totally different thing than it was a little while ago. Please roll to lie on your back. And spread your legs and put the arms alongside yourself. And again, scan the way you're lying on the floor. Feel the changes that have occurred. These changes are associated to the ability you have now in moving your right arm the way we've been doing. And roll to lie on your right side, please. Lie the same way you did on the other side. That means one leg on top of the other, bent in the hips, bent in the knees. The right arm long on the floor with the palm towards the ceiling, the left hand on top, the left palm touching the right one. And do not do anything. Do not move. Just close your eyes and imagine yourself. Imagine yourself sliding the left arm, elongating it in relation to the right one. Make sure you inhibit the movement. You will see that initially it's not such a simple thing to do. It's much easier to move before one is practiced than to think the movement. So just keep one hand on top of the other and just feel internally, see internally, imagine internally yourself elongating the left arm. You can, of course, imagine the movement of the left shoulder. You can imagine the moving and the rolling of the chest. You can imagine the movement of the pelvis. You can include the exhalation in the movement whilst you imagine it. See how many parts of yourself you can include in the image of the movement, as you imagine it, of course. And now imagine yourself shortening the left arm in relation to the right one. Again, keeping the elbow straight in reality and in your thinking. And imagine how the left shoulder needs to move backwards, how the head actually, the face, tends to turn towards the ceiling, how the chest in front tends to twist towards the ceiling. Don't do it, think it. And of course, if you're thinking it, you are entitled to think it light, easy, comfortable, pleasurable to do. And you can imagine a small movement, you can imagine a large one. You may imagine it any way you like it. Now that you've done it on the other side, you know what you need to imagine. You can improve on your performance in your internal thinking, in your internal guidance. And stop that and imagine yourself elongating the left knee. Again, remember that the left foot stays in your imagination, stays on top of the right one. And imagine how the left hip needs to roll to move forwards. And maybe you remember how leaving the abdomen free and allowing it to get full towards the floor helps the leg elongate. And if you have any real difficulty in imagining, you can always roll to the other side for a moment, do it on the other side, and then come back to this side and imagine it. Now imagine yourself shortening the left knee. Again, including the image, of course, the foot, the knee, the hip, the movement of the hip backwards, the feeling of sliding of one leg on the other, the feeling of twisting in the spine and in the chest. And now imagine yourself elongating both the hand and the knee forward and back to the middle. and feel if now it's easier to include the whole back and chest, ribs, clavicles, sternum, everything in the image of movement. And now imagine yourself shortening the hand and the knee simultaneously. And look at your right hand, sorry, look at your left hand, and imagine that you are detaching the left hand from the right, and you're going to lift it towards the ceiling in your imagination again, following it with your eyes, and continue following it as the chest twists and the spine twists so that the left hand can go move behind you towards the floor, and you see the left hand all along. That means in your imagination you're turning the head, you're turning your face, and you're following the hand. And of course you come back in your thinking and you do it again. You will see that the more you get familiar and more completely know to do the movement, the easier and simpler it gets, of course, to imagine it. And the more you learn how to imagine movements, the quicker you will get to learn them and become fully familiar. Now, simply, in actuality, slide your left hand forward and elongate it, and feel how does the left arm elongate to start with. Is it as easy as the other side was in the end of the movement? Maybe even easier, since you had done very little work, muscular exertion. You had little room to perform mistakes. Feel how it is to do it on this side from the start, once you took 5 minutes time to think it through. That's lovely. And now roll in one motion to the left side and do it once or twice on the left side. And then come back and do it once or twice on the right side. And just compare the quality of performance, the quality of learning, on the side that you have worked most of the time compared to the side that you have thought it through. You see that once you get acquainted with how to think the movement clearly and imagine it, the side that's thought through oftentimes is better performed than the one where you actually practiced to learn it initially. And lie on your back and feel the way you're lying now, the contact of the legs with the floor, the back of the pelvis, the whole back. Do you have more of yourself touching the floor than a while ago? Roll your head gently right and left and feel the quality and the range of movement of your head now. Slowly roll to your side and get up. First stand for a moment and feel the changes you may feel now after doing this lesson. Then walk around and again feel how tall you feel, Do you feel taller? Do you feel shorter? Do you feel lighter? Do you feel heavier? Notice any changes you might be feeling. Next time you do this lesson, you can reverse it so that you actually lie on your right side and do the movements on the left side, and then imagine it the other way around. Thank you very much.